This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Knoxville Farm and Home, Two Rivers Cooperative, Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent Cliff Douglas, Central College, Westridge Nursing and Rehab Center, and Pella Precast Products. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Souter Family Farms, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Pella Cooperative Electric, Knoxville Raceway, Dowie Pest Control, and the Marion County Fair Association. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's spring and our farmers are getting ready to plant. How has the drought impacted the market? What's happening in world markets that will impact our farmers and our Main Street businesses? In the first part of a five-part in-depth series on agriculture, let's go in-depth with Ray Jenkins with Cargill Eddyville from Melcher, Dallas. So, Ray, as we go into planting season, always a lot of variables out there. Weather, moisture, world markets. Can you give us a big picture?
You bet. In the United States, if you look at the drought monitor that is published every week there, it shows that the western half of the corn-growing region is significantly dry. And quite honestly, even though we've had a fair amount of snow this winter, that hasn't contributed to better subsoil conditions. And here we are almost at the 1st of April, and we had a pretty dry month of March there. And, of course, on the demand side, demand for corn has been very good here since we've been able to rebuild supplies. Our exports are surprisingly strong. Feed demand is good, and the ethanol business is red hot right now.
The drought can't be a good thing, but didn't our corn and beans do better than they thought they would in last year's drought?
Absolutely. You know, we went through about a 2 to 4 year period where supplies seemed to be in a significant declining mode. And 2013 was the first year where we've started to rebuild supplies. When we look at far south central Iowa, we didn't have a fantastic crop, but say in those bottom two tiers of counties, there was a lot of 115 to 140 bushel corn, which quite honestly was almost twice the yield that we got in the previous year out of that area.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Marion County Bank, Cargill Corn Milling, Hewitt Service Center, Laley North America, Knoxville Hy-Vee, Van Manen Seed and Chemical, and Pleasantville State Bank. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Motor and Auto Group, Knoxville Regional Livestock Market, Marion County Auto Body, Two Rivers Cooperative, Kevin Wadley CPA, Don's Heating and Cooling, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, and Tri-County Veterinary Clinic.
I continued my conversation with Ray Jenkins with Cargill Eddyville.
No matter what, it seems like the farmer comes through.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, there's that saying that the farmers have to be eternal optimists to be in this business, and that's never been more true the last few years and going into this season with the dry conditions. But, you know, we've had a few moisture events here in late summer, especially in 2012. That really helped her finish our crops off. And so it keeps allowing us to purchase all of our corn locally within a 70-mile radius of the plant.
Well, last time I looked, corn prices were down. What's that mean for Cargill and for our economy and our farmers?
Well, you know, I was going to look up a year ago where we were at, and I think probably a year ago today, we were probably in that 7 to 7.25 range per bushel of corn, and right now we're paying about $4.80. So, you know, significantly for us, it allows us to manufacture products a little cheaper. We have a lot of our larger customers that are heavily involved in the risk management side of things there. So one of the things I always caution people is that high corn prices may not hurt us as bad as what you think if we're managing our risk properly, but lower corn prices aren't the windfall that people think either. So we are always trying to stretch that margin management out into the future there.
Well, it doesn't do you any good if the farmers supplying you corn don't do well either.
Oh, absolutely not. But, you know, I think that most people were resigned to the fact that we would probably end up with low $4 corn prices if we had 2 years of big crops back to back. But it was a surprise that we ended up that way with just 1 year's crop.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Pleasantville Schools, Scurring and Utermarkt, Iowa State Savings Bank, Pella Machine, Vermeer Corporation, Vanderwilt Construction, and the Knoxville Edward Jones offices of Kerry Garcia, Matt Kissinger, and Adam Norris. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Farm Bureau, Good Samaritan Society in Indianola, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Key Cooperative, Iowa Realty, Freebird Bail Bonds, and Creative Landscaping. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Ray Jenkins with Cargill Eddyville.
And there's no way of telling what this year's crop is going to do. Are there any predictions out?
No, but, you know, next Monday on March 31, we're going to get two very important reports from the government. One is a acreage projection for how many acres of corn, soybeans, and other crops farmers intend to plant. But the other one is the corn inventory as of March 1. And that particular report has had a history of being very volatile and leading to significant market moves in either direction.
And does Cargill respond to this? Do our local farmers respond to this? Or do you just keep planning like you always do?
Well, you know, there are a whole host of private analysts out in the agricultural industry, and everyone puts out their own spin or guess on how many acres. But the government's the final arbiter on that. It should be noted that the data for this acreage report was gathered probably the first 10 days of March. So there has actually been time for farmers to change their positions on planting. And when you think about the fact that we're having an extended winter season and a later start to spring, some folks may be choosing to plant a few less acres of corn and be thinking about more soybeans, especially if this pattern continues.
So that's the main way that this, what seems to me anyway, a long, cold winter is impacting our farmers' decisions?
Right. We've had several seasons here where we had much earlier than normal starts. And when you have that as in your memory bank, you think you're late, but you really may not be late. And I don't think we necessarily are going to get off to a later than normal start. But, you know, we had just 2 years ago, we had guys that had corn in the ground for a week or 10 days by this time.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we had snow and tulip time.
Well, right, you know, and even last year we had significant snowfall in the first week of May, so you can never predict just how these springs are going to turn out.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Dandy Farms, Knoxville High School FFA Chapter, Heartland Co-op of Prairie City, Monroe and Newton, Two Rivers Cooperative, Country Chic Boutique, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, and Dingaman Concrete. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting Radio Audio Media Player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Midwest One Bank, Pella Feed Service, Marion County Rural Water, Van Haften Racing, De Blumenhof, Verduft Agency, Iowa Elevator Systems and Service, and Two Rivers Cooperative.
I continued my conversation with Ray Jenkins with Cargill Eddyville.
Well, what's happening on the world markets? You've told me before what happens in Argentina and Brazil and their crops greatly impacts us. What's happening on those across the world?
Well, if we look at the northern hemisphere crops that were harvested last fall, most production areas outside of the United States had excellent crops. And now in the winter, that is when we get the big crop growing down in South America. And then by all accounts, Brazil and Argentina were on their way to record soybean crops, and then they had a small amount of dry weather that trimmed that back maybe 5%. But still, all in all, they've had big crops down there, and now we're kind of sorting things out in the marketplace here. The one area that's definitely popped up on the radar is the Ukraine and Crimea over there. Ukraine has become a significant producer of grains, especially corn and wheat, and a lot of that gets exported into the world market. So they're in the process of planting their next crop over in Ukraine, and now we just have to see how the political landscape develops there and see whether trade can continue without interruption, or will we be talking about a stranded crop over there late this summer and fall?
What'll that do to the world markets?
Well, certainly if you had an area of the world that produced a crop but couldn't bring it to market, then it would have the effect of raising the value of crops in other parts of the world where exporters need to originate that.
So that's very interesting. What's happening in the Ukraine now, is it affecting already corn prices, you think?
Only in a minor way right now. From everything we're hearing, they're still able to load grain out of their major port systems over there in Ukraine. There's been no interruption of moving the old crop grain. It's the next production cycle that would be at risk, because if farmers over there were unable to access credit and then not be able to get seed, not be able to get fertilizer, if things spin out of control over there, and all of a sudden next year they only plant half their acreage over there, then you're talking about a major disruption in trade flows.
So I guess I'm just going to say it. So something bad happening around the world might be a good thing for our farmers?
Well, you know, if you go back in history, 100 or 200 years ago, most conflicts were beneficial to agriculture because there was greater demand, whether it was for a wool blanket or for additional calories to feed the troops or whatever. That's not nearly as true today, but yes, anything that disrupts either trade flows or production can be beneficial to the rest of the folks in the agricultural supply chain.
And so for a country, it's important to have a stable agricultural system, and and a stable political scene.
Oh, absolutely. We've we've been accustomed to not having a whole lot of major conflicts that affected agricultural areas, and this is actually the first one in some time that could have that effect if the wrong things happen.
A year ago, is there any way anyone could have anticipated corn prices now? I mean, was everybody concerned about them going up or down? Is there any way to sort of figure out what's happening?
Well, if you went back a year ago, the old crop supply was still very tight. That's why we had $7 corn at that time. But the market was projecting into the fall that corn maybe was only going to be $5.50 a bushel or something like that. But as it turned out, the crop was significantly larger than some of those early projections. We knew that there would be a change. We knew the direction the market was eventually going to move. We didn't know the magnitude of it. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that our listeners today should know about coming into the planting season?
Well, the ethanol business has been a big surprise. After two or three years where margins were very small, the ethanol business is doing extremely well right now. I know in our area we have places that have blender pumps. I'd encourage people to look at trying E15 or E30 or even E85 if they have a flex fuel vehicle. And by doing that, you'll support local agriculture.
Thanks to Ray Jenkins for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.